But how bitterly disappointed was that?
Aye, I think we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a wee bit there. After being so much in control, they get a goal out of nothing. It's just the keeper's launched up the pitch. We've mistimed it, and obviously they get a goal from it, so it's an individual mistake. But we shouldn't be having to score three goals to win a game against Alba, no disrespect, at home. We've got to defend better than what we did. Obviously, the two goals, from our point of view, are really slack. We can't afford people time in the box to get turned, and we've defended well recently, so it's disappointing. We worked hard to get two goals, two really good goals, to be fair. And we should win the game, simple as that. We had enough of the play, we had enough chances, so it's really frustrating not to win.
Like you said, it's kind of a bit of a throwback to a few of the defensive headers that kind of looked like you'd have rectified.
Aye, well, we've had a lot of clean sheets recently, so we're disappointed to lose poor goals, especially being in such a good position, because it was one-way traffic. It was just chance after chance, and obviously we were penning them in. And to lose a goal like that, it's always frustrating.
Face will be a bit disappointed, obviously, that somebody's got to be the villain, as they say, in a penalty shootout. It's just unfortunate that it's him on this occasion.
Well, face never hit one, never mind.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, I've just messed up my match report.
It shouldn't have got to that stage. Yeah. When it goes to penalties, it's a lottery, to be fair. It was a really good save for the keeper. He heard it well. He put a lot of power in it. The keepers got done well, but we should have been out of sight by that time. But we need to get back on track. It's another massive game in the league. That's the priority. But it would have been nice to get a run in the cup as well.
Perfect. Cheers. Cheers.